Hello?
Hi, Cody?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, it's Nidhi Medina. I had just missed your call. I didn't even get a chance to hear the voicemail. I've been having issues with trying to retrieve it. So I have my tech department working on that. How can I help you?
I was just calling you back. Spoke to my partner last night. We want to go ahead and set up with the platinum package.
With the platinum? Okay. The $249 a month, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So let me do this. What's the best email address for you? This is where we'll send correspondence. It's where we'll send your receipt. So what would be the best email for you?
It's North Virginia Handyman @gmail.com.
North Virginia Handyman @gmail.com, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And, Nadine, if you don't mind, I actually have my partner here with me. Could you just give a quick rundown, like you get yesterday, what all the package has to offer?
Of course. Of course. And I'm sorry, what was your partner's name so that I address them?
My name's Austin.
Hi, Austin. How are you?
Going good. How is it still?
Going good. Going good. I mean, we're pushing closer to Friday, so that's always a good sign, right? I know yesterday was like halfway there, but now I'm like, yay. I actually call it like Friday Eve. So just to kind of go over with you what we had discussed, Cody and I, so the platinum package is what we felt, and I'm sure you guys would agree as well, would be the best one for you to currently start with, right? So what it includes is the first page placement on Google. I know you guys have a workspace, but you haven't, like, verified the business yet. So what we're going to do is we're going to get that PIN code sent out to you, and we'll go over the address that you want it mailed to as well. So we'll get you PIN verified. We'll create that profile page on Google. We optimize it and maintain it there. So you'll have the first page placement in the local map section. We're also going to list you on Bing, and then we're going to include Facebook ads. So we'll be managing the Facebook ads, and as I was mentioning to Cody, excuse me, with the Facebook ads, we can make them very unique, where we could target an audience by interest, by income level, or by location. So we put these call to action buttons on it. If it says call us, when they click on it, they call you directly, message us. Of course, you guys will receive a message through Facebook Messenger. If it does say learn more, then it'll direct them to your website. Okay?
Okay.
And then we also list you on additional directories that are popular within your area. A few of those to mention, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. Of course, if you have, like, for example, let's say you have a Yelp listing, right? We're not going to create you a new one. We're just going to make sure that when we're updating your information, we're updating it across the board. Okay?
Okay.
And then your website, it's going to be anchored. It'll be attached where we list your business. We do include as well the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa. We give you that exposure on mobile devices, covering iPhones, Androids, and tablets. In addition, you're also going to have a tracking and reporting system. So we provide you a username and a password where you're going to be able to log in through your client dashboard, track your phone calls, the clicks that you're receiving, where they perform the location of the search. You can see your campaigns, view the keywords you're listed for. If you guys want to go in and you feel like, you know, running a promotion, adding a keyword, you can change any of your content. But you're always going to have the assistance of your account management team. Okay, so there is, I'm sorry?
I think that sounds good.
Okay, so there is going to be a team that's going to be dedicated to your account to assist you with all of it. Okay? And with the pricing, as I had mentioned to Cody, it's $249 a month with a one-time $99 setup fee. So it's going to make your initial investment $348 to get started. Every month after that, you are just paying the $249 a month. It is a two-month verbal commitment, but you pay monthly. Once you complete your 2 months, it just continues to go month to month. If you guys decide you want to discontinue, you want to pause your account, the only thing we ask is that you call us 3 business days before that next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring any charges. Okay?
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Any other questions?
I think you covered the bases for us pretty much.
Okay. All right. So the first email that I'm sending over, gentlemen, it's going to be labeled Google and Facebook marketing. Both emails will be coming from me, Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it entails everything that I mentioned that's included in the program, okay? I'm also sending a second one that's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So what it does, it just gives you an overview of the reporting system, okay? And then on this number, I'm going to also send 3 text messages, okay? And please let me know when you guys receive the text message. I'm sending it to the 540-717-3015, okay?
All right.
So the first one, even though I'm what's considered the lead on the account, I still like to provide my information, and you guys also have it at the bottom of the emails. Excuse me. And then I'm also sending a second text, and it's going to have the number to customer service. Anytime you have a change, an update, question, concern regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service. We are here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, Pacific Standard Time. So for your time zone, we're here 10 to 7, okay? And then the third text, it's going to be a YouTube video. Now, it's about 6 minutes long. So when you have time, both of you, I would recommend that you both take a look at the video because it's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results. It's pretty simple, but I just want you guys to get familiar with it. Okay? I'm sorry?
That sounds good.
Okay. I feel like I'm losing my voice already. Sorry. All right. And then, so for the account, are we creating it under Cody's name, under your name, Austin? I'm assuming both of you are going to authorize each other to make changes to the account, correct?
Right.
Okay.
You can put it under Cody.
Okay. And Cody, you spell your name C-O-D-Y, correct?
K-O-D-Y.
Oh, K-O-D-Y. Oh, you got the unique spelling. Okay. Sorry about that. What's your last name, Cody?
Kirk, K-I-R-K.
All right. K-I-R-K, right, Kirk? All right.
K-I-R-K.
Now, you said K-I-R-K, correct?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Now, the phone number that you're going to want listed on Google, it would be the primary phone number. I'm assuming that's going to be the 540-717-3015.
Yeah, that's fine. Is there any way we can put 2 numbers on there?
So on Google, okay, Google allows 1 phone number. However, on the directories where it's applicable, where we could have 2 phone numbers, we can definitely put a 2nd phone number. What would be the 2nd phone number you would want listed?
It would be 540.
Okay.
717.
Uh-huh.
1668.
Okay. And I'm assuming that's, you want that one as a primary?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me do that. And I'm assuming that's your number, Austin?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay. So what I'm going to do as well, Austin, I'm going to put on here that both of you are authorized to make changes to the account. What's your last name so that way I can notate it there?
Okay, it'll be Bowles, B-O-W-L-E-S.
Okay. So at any time, let's say you call in and you want to make a change to the account, they'll verify you by your phone number. Okay. Just an FYI. And so then, and that's, so just to confirm with you both, the phone number that we're going to have listed for Google, the which is going to be the primary phone number wherever, you know, we're promoting the business, is 540-717-1668, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. The second phone number where it's applicable, where we could add two numbers, is going to be 540-717-3015, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, the business name, I have it showing as North Virginia Handyman. Is that correct?
Yeah, North Virginia Handyman LLC would be the
Okay, so you want the LLC included, right?
No, you don't have to put that on there. I didn't know if that mattered or not.
No, it's, you know, it doesn't. It's really your preference. I just like to confirm how you want us to list the business name because we're going to make sure that it's uniform across the board. Like when I'm looking at your Facebook page, it doesn't have the LLC. So again, it is your preference. Would you like it without?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can leave it.
Okay. Now, this is important. What is the address that we're going to have Google send out the PIN code to?
1320.
Uh-huh.
Clatterbuck, Clatterbuck. Lane.
Uh-huh.
Amosville, Virginia.
20106 is the zip code?
Yep.
Okay. So I was telling Cody that that PIN code, okay, it's going to come from Google. It's a verification PIN code. You'll receive it within 6 to 10 days. It's going to look like a postcard, and it'll say Google at the top. When you receive that, the technician will go over it with you as well. We'll need that PIN code as soon as you get it.
Okay.
That's where it's going to put that red dot on the map, okay? The address will not show. I'm assuming this is a residence address. Like a home office is what we would call it. Okay. So we're going to hide the address. It will not show anywhere on Google. No one needs to know where you live. It's not like it's a storefront, right? Make sure that if anyone gets the mail before you do, it is not junk mail. Okay. So don't throw it away.
So that address, that zip code right there will pinpoint where we are off Google, right? People look it up.
Correct. So if anyone, just to kind of explain to you, and I explained this to Cody, when we're talking about the local map, right?
Uh-huh.
The local map will get you found in the zip code by the address that you provided to be verified at, right? It's going to get you found in that zip code, and it's going to cover 15 miles around you. Sometimes, depending on the area, it could cover up to 20, okay?
I have a question, though.
Yeah.
Could we possibly mess up the address and change the zip code that we want to work out of?
If you do, let's just say you want to change the location, right? You want to change that zip code. Let's say you want, because I'm assuming this is your zip code, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's say you want to change it. This is your zip code, Cody, or Austin's?
Austin's, yeah.
Austin's. Okay. So let's say you guys want to change it to you want to be PIN verified in your location. Okay, Cody? We would have to request a new PIN code from Google to show that your new location is now there. Does that make sense?
Right, yeah. Our thing is, like, we do more work farther north is what he's saying. So he says the concern is just if we're not reaching
the clients we're supposed to we need to reach out north that we usually get our clients from.
So I guess what he was asking is, if we have the PIN mailed to that address, it automatically has to show up from that address, or can we pinpoint in a different zip code?
Well, let me think here. Because, see, if we PIN verify you in 20106, right, in that zip code, it's going to put that dot there, and it's like drawing a circle 15 miles around you and throwing a blanket over it. That's where it's going to cover, right? If we do it in the other zip code, that's where the PIN code is going to be at, and it's going to cover 15 miles around that zip code. So it's really up to you where you guys want to be PIN verified at. Because the only way to target, like to really pinpoint those additional like areas is what we had discussed with the Google ads. Because the Google ads, those are the ones that are at the top and they're going to cover those. You can cover specific zip codes. You could cover by county. You could cover by mile radius. But you know what, that package, it's a lot more money. You know
right,
what I mean?
Yeah.
You're looking, I think when we talked yesterday, you're looking at $449 a month with the $99 setup fee. I mean, that right there is like $200 more than what the platinum package would be. With the Facebook ads, that's how we're able to target those other areas, but those ads will be running on Facebook. So it retargets. So let's say someone's, you know, looking within your area, right? And they're looking for your services. When they're going on Facebook and they're performing that search there, if they're looking at pictures or even stories, they're going to see your ad appear because they're within that area. But if you're really wanting Google to be able to pinpoint those specific areas like you were talking about, you know, more north, then you would need to go with the Google ads.
Yeah, that's fine. I think what we'll do is we'll go ahead and do that with that 20106 zip code, and then we'll just push the Facebook ad targeted more towards the north.
Yes. But if let's say if for some reason, I mean, you know, you could always upgrade to Google Ads at any time. I suggest starting with the platinum first, right? And that's my suggestion. That's what I would recommend. Start with the platinum package. Again, you can target those specific areas, you know, either by location, by interest, or what have you. Those go as far as like 50 miles, the Facebook ads, right? So, which I think is plenty of mileage, right, considering the areas more north, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it should be good.
Yeah. And at any time, you know, let's just say you guys decide, you know what, you want to pin verify at the other address. We can change that address, but just be aware, then Google's going to request, you know, to send another PIN code to get your PIN verified there. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we'll keep it with the 1320 Clutterbuck Lane?
Yeah, it'll work.
Okay. And then I'll make sure that that address is hidden. Okay. And then for the billing, the card that we're using, is it in your name, Cody? Whose name is on the card? Does it have the business name?
Yeah, it's my name on the card.
Okay, and how does your name read on the card?
Cody James Kirk.
Is James spelled out, or is it just a J?
Yeah, it's spelled all the way out.
Okay. And then what's the billing address for that card?
It's the Clutterbuck Lane address.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
All right. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
All right. It's going to be 5474.
Mm-hmm.
115. 4220-0560.
Okay. I think I might have missed something, but I have 5474 and then I have 1542.
It's 1515.
That's what I thought. But I thought maybe I might have misheard you. Okay, so it's 5474-1515-4222. 200560, correct?
That's correct.
Expiration month and year?
0927.
09 of 27. And the CVV code on the back?
770.
Okay, 770. So before I process the payment, Cody, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. It's going to outline the service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you that will send in writing along with your invoice. As I'm walking you through it, if there's something that you don't understand, you just tell me, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll review it and then I'll rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. And Austin, you can hear, right? You guys still have me on speaker, so this way he's hearing along. Okay. All right. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business as how it will read on the first page of Google.
North Virginia Handyman.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Cody Kirk, co-owner.
And Cody, you also authorize your co-partner, which is Austin Bells, to make any changes to the account when need be.
Correct.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
That's correct.
As well as you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important, Cody and Austin, that you are both actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And we know at times that you might be busy on a job and you can't get to the phone or you can't answer the message right away. We might be updating you on your account. So all we ask is that you at least respond within 24 hours. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing I want to mention, once you start having more online presence, you might get a company calling you and trying to sell you another type of online, you know, product, right? They are not associated with our company. We're never going to call you to ask you for more money. If they're even asking you for $5, you don't give them a red cent. You take down that number, disconnect the call, and call us with that number so that we can handle it on our end. Okay? We'll also set up a security question for you as well. So that's another way you can identify if it is our company calling you, because you can just say, what's my security question? And if they can't answer that, they're not Local Splash. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
That just mean if we worked with another marketing company?
Yeah, what it means is we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing anywhere else. What we're saying is that before you do, give us a call so that we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you guys spending more money if you don't need to. Okay, so that's all that means. Like,
yeah,
for example, we know that you guys are doing Angie's Leads Home Advisor. That's not associated with us. We're aware that you're listed there, right? But let's say you wanted to, you've done Facebook ads in the past. I'm going to tell you, since we're taking over, don't do your Facebook ads. That's going to save you money, right? If you were to do Google ads, I mean, just let us know. We would tell you we're not doing Google ads, but we can also assist you with that. So it's just kind of making us aware, because again, we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is October 20th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $348. This is a two-month verbal agreement. So your next payment will be on November 20th, 2022, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. So when your term is completed, it'll automatically renew each month on the 20th day in the amount of $249. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's the number that I texted to you, which did you get those text messages?
Yes.
Okay. So what you're going to do is you're going to dial the 877 number, and then you'll hit number one. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you call us at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So this way you're not incurring any charges. So just remember, if you're going to pause it or cancel, you want to call 3 business days before the 20th. Okay?
Yep.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to be updating the package, and then I will be processing the payment. Your receipt is going to be sent both to your email, and we're also going to send it to you via text, so it goes to both. And we'll go over that in a couple of minutes. The next thing I want to do is I want to schedule your client interview. So the client interview, what we do is we block out an hour. It can take between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just depends on how many, you know, questions or details you have, okay? Basically, what the technicians is going to be doing is crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, talking to you about the Facebook ads, everything more in detail. And so I want to schedule it, of course, at a time that's convenient for you. Are both of you going to want to be in that client interview?
Yes.
Okay. So let me tell you the times that I have available for today, okay? And this would be in your time zone, all right? So I have 4 to 5. And I also have, if I look here, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, and 6 to 7. Do any of those times work for you?
Is it possible to do a 3-way call if we do that, or today?
They can. Yeah, they can. They can. I do have an appointment. Depending on how quickly we get through these notes, you let me know. I do have an appointment available, let's see, 2 to 3.
It's up to you. I'm good whenever, but I don't know what you're
doing. You can do between 4 and 5. I'm good with that.
4 and 5?
Yeah, can we do, 4 to 5, we just hop on a 3-way call.
Okay, no worries. And I'll tell them, so they'll call your phone, Cody, and then they'll 3-way Austin, okay? And I'll notate that if they can please do the 3-way. So I'm going to also be sending you a calendar invite, okay? The calendar invite, you don't need to do anything with it, but they're going to call you between 4 and 5 o'clock, and they're going to call you from an 877 number. So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. If you need 5 more minutes, you need 10 more minutes, just pick up the phone and tell them, hey, can you call me in 10 minutes, and they'll call you right back. Okay, the sooner we get you through this client interview, the faster we're moving, all right? So let me get that over to you. And then we're also going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up, okay?
Good.
Let me get that sent over. And then we're going to go over a couple of notes. They're just going to be like some basic notes, right, so that the technician knows where to start from. I love your guys' website. It's like so clean and crisp. And it loads up quickly. Let me tell you, no one wants to sit there wait for a website to load up. I've seen websites where it's like, oh man, it's taking forever to load. And I have a pretty fast computer. So, okay, let's see. Now you guys are doing both residential and commercial?
Well, mostly just residential. I mean, we're not opposed to commercial, just depending on the scope of the work. So you could list us under both.
Okay. I mean, the obvious is handyman, but I know you guys offer a number of services. What are some of the ones that you really want, you know, to notate right now? And then you can go more in detail when the technician calls you.
Okay. I guess right now with fall season coming up, we want to get gutter cleaning out there.
Uh-huh.
Holiday light, Christmas light.
Yeah, holiday light. Yeah.
I know. I can't believe Christmas is already around the corner.
Coming, yeah, for sure.
So holiday lights, what else?
Fence repair.
Fence repair, uh-huh.
Yep.
Furniture assembly.
Yeah, furniture assembly is a good one for us.
Right.
Yeah, we can do mailbox replacement. We've been getting a lot of mailboxes taken out lately.
Right. You know, it's so funny because I'm on this neighborhood watch, where I live in Anaheim. I live like literally 5 minutes from Disneyland. And I'm telling you, my phone's constantly going off, people getting their mail stolen. And so many people are replacing their mailboxes. And you guys, let me tell you, furniture assembly, that's a big one. We had a barbecue delivered. My husband had purchased one in the summer from Home Depot, and it came unassembled. That was like a challenge just between he and I to put it together.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it was like, you know what, half the time we were arguing, it doesn't go there. The directions are just hideous. I don't even know how they figure someone's going to put it together. But so, okay, handyman, gutter cleaning, holiday lights, fence repair, furniture assembly, mailbox replacement, anything else that you want me to put on here?
Let's see.
I'm trying to think, let's see, roof repairs, anything like that?
No, we don't do repairs.
No, we don't.
What about electrical, plumbing, anything like that?
You put minor plumbing repairs.
Minor plumbing, minor electrical repairs.
Okay. Minor plumbing repairs and minor electrical. And remember, you guys can change this at any time. You can add in keywords, whatever you want to do. It doesn't cost you additional, okay? And they'll go more over in detail with you during your client interview. Okay. What are your hours of operation? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, so right now we are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
8 to 6, okay.
And then weekends is just kind of
appointment only.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Do you want me to
notate it as Monday through Friday, 8 to 6? Saturday and Sunday, we could put hours vary. I mean, how do you want me to list it?
Yeah, can we put 9 to 12 Saturday and Sunday? Because we kind of, we have that. We really just wanted to put that so people know that, you know, they can still call us whenever.
Yeah, no, of course. And then you guys can schedule as need be.
Right.
And then, not that it's a requirement, I just ask out of habit. Licensed and insured, in the process, not required where you are.
Yeah, we have our insurance, and we are in the process of getting more licensed right now. We have some of our licensing, but we don't have everything that we want.
Okay. All right, and then what forms of payments do you accept?
Card, cash, or check. And we could really take probably like Zelle or something, but we're not really.
I was gonna say, not really doing that right now. Okay.
We had an issue with Zelle with Bank of America, so we
really
haven't. Yeah, we didn't try to revisit that yet.
Well, I'm surprised. I have a friend, my husband's friend, he always takes Zelle. I don't want to say why he does that, but I mean, you could imagine why he does Zelle, right? It's like having cash.
You know, I don't blame the guy.
Well, I'll tell you, in California, it's like crazy. Even just to get a license, it's like, yeah. I speak with business owners all the time, and some of them are still so far behind in trying to even get an appointment, you know, with the whole COVID thing and everything, and just delayed everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, one other thing I wanted to mention. So you guys have the option. It doesn't cost you more. What we could do is put a tracking number. Okay, the tracking number would be linked to the primary phone number, right? It comes with an app that you can download on your phone. You can track your calls, your messages. You can also block spam calls. Would you guys be interested in the tracking number, or do you want to just keep it as the phone number being the one showing?
Yeah, we'll just keep it
okay.
As it is.
All right, sounds good to me. I just always like to make sure. Yeah.
So many now.
You're telling me. I'm like, they're blowing up my phone if it's not about don't forget to vote, or if it's not about we want to list your business on Google. And I'm like, I don't even have a business. Why are you even calling me? So if I don't recognize the number, I just let it ring. And then when I listen to the voicemail message, I block it. Okay, so I just want to make sure I have everything here. All right, let's see, got that.
Hey, could I put you on hold just one second?
Yeah, of course, go right ahead.
Right back.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now, as far as with the Facebook ads, did you guys want to target the 50 miles, or how far do you want to target?
Yeah, 50 is probably good.
Okay. And then what is your preferred method of contact? Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text?
Anything's good. Preferred, we'd probably take phone call or email.
Okay.
Just because we're checking the email constantly and the phone's always on it. So
okay.
Text messages sometimes can get ignored easily. That's all.
Yeah. I'll put phone and email. If you ever want to change it, just let us know. And then, okay. So it looks like we got everything. So I know you've gotten a lot of text messages and emails, but I do need you to find the one that says initial invoice. It would have came after the welcome one.
Text message or email?
Either one, because we sent it to both. It'll start off by saying, Dear Cody, James Kirk, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah, I got the email here.
Okay.
Did not text, but I took an email.
It's probably because we're on the phone. Sometimes it does that. So when you open it up, it goes on to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And then do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? Do you see that there?
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. So you're going to click on that, and then it's going to take you to a page that will say at the top, Local Splash, Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're there. Okay. So this is everything, you know, that we went over. It'll also even show you in there as well that we do LSA, the Google Guaranteed. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. But on this page, what I need you to do is scroll all the way down to the very bottom. And it's gonna, there's gonna be a signature box, Cody, for you to type your name. But before you do that, there is a little box right above it to the left. And next to it, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. So when you click in that box, which you're saying that it is your name on the card that you provided, and then where it's asking for you to sign your name, you're just going to type your name as it reads, Cody James Kirk. You don't need to put the date because it's already there. And then you're going to click confirm signature. When you do that, it should open up another tab that'll say for you to enter your username and your password. Let me know when you see that.
Yeah, I'm looking on confirm signature here, but nothing's happening.
Okay, did you put Cody, James, Kirk, spaces in between?
Mm-hmm. Okay, it went through the username and
password. Okay,
now. Just...
awesome. I wanted you to see this. So this is where you would go in and track your results with us, okay? That's why I want you guys to watch the video. So we're going to provide you one username and one password, so just make sure both of you know what the username and password is, okay? You won't have two different logins, in other words. The password is a password that we generate. You can update it to a password of your choice, okay? But I wanted you guys to see where you would go in to see your report. Now, from today, once you conduct your client interview, we're moving, okay? So within 6 to 10 days, be on the lookout for that PIN code. The technician's going to go over it with you. You could either call it in, you can text it to us, or you can even input it yourself, but you'll need to add us on as managers if you do that, okay? So whatever's easiest for you. Now, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all those directories, and we're going to send you this link, a username and a password, so you can start going in and tracking your results through your client dashboard, okay? If you need us also to provide you a tiny URL so you can start, I would recommend start sending to your clients so that way they can start leaving your reviews on Google, okay? So we can also provide you with a tiny URL that, I don't know if you guys tend to email your clients, but you can send that little URL in that email. All they do is click on it, leave a 5-star or a comment if they want, and bam, it goes to Google, okay? The other thing is within 7 to 14 days, okay, your Facebook ads are going to be live. Typically, what it does state in our terms and conditions, and we sent this to you in writing, the first page placement on Google, it can take between 30 to 45 days. However, we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. I've seen it where it's happened sooner. So as soon as you get that PIN code, get us that PIN code. In the meantime, as you guys are live, in the Facebook ads and the directories, we're going to be sending you notifications. So we're keeping you in the loop as these things are being completed. Okay, so this way you know the work that we're doing behind the scenes. All right? And you guys have a business logo too, right? If I'm not mistaken, I see it on your Facebook page, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. Did you, either one of you have any other questions for me?
This username and password, did you have that for us?
We don't have it yet, so you're going to get the username and password within 5 to 7 days. They're going to set it up with you. The technician's going to create the customized tracking and reporting system, so you're going to receive another email from us. It'll have that link to your reporting, to your dashboard, and it's going to include the username and the password. So you'll get that email to you within 5 to 7 days, okay? And then the last thing I need to ask you, so the security question, okay? Do you want it to be your mother's maiden name, the city where you were born, or your first pet's name?
Let's go city where I was born.
Okay. And what city was that?
That's Prince William County.
Prince William County?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me make sure I'm typing it right. Now, Austin's going to remember that, right?
he was there.
Okay.
I remember not going yesterday. Well, spoiler.
He's going to be like, I don't remember that.
For sure. That's all right. We got it written down. I probably won't remember either.
I just had my kids saying, Mom, do you have my son-in-law, he went to, he's actually in boot camp right now. And she hasn't told me, but I think she's planning on making the move wherever he's going to be stationed at, where I assume so. And she's like, Mom, do you have my original birth certificate? I'm all, Andrea, I don't have it. You know,
well,
she says, I need a certified one. Army.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah, I'm super excited. He's been away. I think he has like 4 more weeks left. I think in total it's 12 weeks he was going to be gone. But she finally went to go see him, her and the baby, and oh my gosh, I saw the videos and I was like, I can't even watch this. I want to cry. You know, but we're all very supportive. I'm super excited. I have a lot of Army men in my family, and I have a lot of Navy and some Marines.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys are all set. I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family, and I really want to thank you both, Austin and Cody, for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you guys.
Yeah, we appreciate you reaching out. We were definitely looking for somebody to help us with
that. This is my best solution right here, so
yeah.
We're praying and hoping on it.
Let me tell you guys, I mean, and I was telling this to Cody yesterday, you guys have done a really good job, you know, so far on the presence that you've done, you know, I mean, not too many business owners get this far, right? A lot of times they're like late to that online game, you know, and it's difficult for them because they've been in business for years and now they're like trying to jump on the train and it's kind of a little nerve-wracking and scary for them because, you know, they've always done word of mouth, right? And it's convincing them, like, this is a new modern-day word of mouth. You know what I mean? Before, back in the day, my dad would call his neighbor or his brother, hey, you know, a plumber or whatever, if it wasn't a service that he could do, you know. But if you're not online, you're losing a whole business. I mean, you're losing a lot of opportunities. So you guys are doing excellent. All right, so don't forget, between 4 and 5 o'clock, they'll be calling you today, okay? And I've notated that if they could do the three-way when they call you, Cody. So they'll call your phone. All right?
All right.
All right, yep. You guys have a very blessed day and a great weekend. It's approaching.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.